Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena, Latia.
Morena, Johnny.
Now, we have almost been waiting for this weekend all year long. A nice rainy weekend so we can just couch potato out and binge some TV. It's finally here.
I know. I'm kind of excited. I've got, like, today and tomorrow off, so I'm like, there's going to be a lot of watching of things.
Get the couch ready, shut the curtains.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is a great weekend for film and TV, movie and TV watching.
Mm. Now, you have got a recommendation, an Apple TV recommendation, which to me suggests premium quality TV.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, Apple's big TV show this year, Severance, and then that's come to an end, and so the new one that's come out is The Studio, which I think they've very cleverly kind of premiered straight after Severance while people still had their, like, three-month free subscription.
Yes, keep them hooked.
Yeah, keep them hooked. And I was really excited for this one because I love Seth Rogen. I think he's hilarious. I think he's such a great actor. And he's really come into really great dramatic roles as he's, you know, over the years.
Is this his brainchild? He's a genius usually for this stuff, eh?
He's like the writer. I don't know if he's the director, but he's like, you know, co-producer on this series, and he stars in it as well. And as the title suggests, The Studio, he plays the newly appointed head of Continental Studios. But he's, you know, he's desperate for celebrity approval. He is sort of surprisingly given the head role after his mentor is ousted. But then he's got to juggle, you know, corporate ballhead demands with his creative ambitions to you know, keep the film, the integrity of cinema alive. And it's a satire about the industry. So it is like a meta, I think in many ways a meta comedy, which is, it's, because it's got people who, you know, work in it, who are making it, there's a lot of insider humour, there's a lot of jabs at, I think, real people and real things, and it's kind of like a facsimile of what the industry's like at the moment, which is really great, particularly if you're like a film and kind of pop culture lover, because the whole time you're like, is that about that person, or is that person sort of playing that person?
So you think there might be some industry people who are a bit like, that's about
it. Oh, yes. There's a really great Woody Allen jab, which I loved. But it really is coming from people who have worked very intimately and are still working very intimately in the Hollywood system. But it does obviously exaggerate it because he's sort of forced to make this movie about the Kool-Aid Man, and it gets into sort of slightly absurdist territory. Bryan Cranston plays just this hilarious CEO of the studio. You've got Catherine Han playing this, like, producer, and then Martin Scorsese he doesn't just make a cameo, he's like
playing himself.
He plays himself in this episode, Seth Rogen's character Matt Remnick tries to buy his movie off him and says he will, but then something happens and he disappoints Marty, and Marty's just great in it, and it's just so cool to see him just acting in this. It's really sharp, I think, satire, and episode two gets really good when he actually has to go on set and what is kind of like an A24 film. Yeah, I really, really like it. I think it's great, and it's kind of, it uses a lot of long takes. It's kind of, if people remember a film called Birdman, it's kind of in that style. It's got those sort of long takes, that sort of intensity, and the stakes really, I think the tension really rises when you're not cutting all the time. It's quite clever.
It looks like there's a bunch of people that are playing themselves, like Steve Buscemi, Charlize Theron, Ron Howard, which to me, I'm quite excited actually. I need a good bit of comedy actually at the moment. Sounds bloody good actually.
It's a sharp comedy, and it's got, like, you know, Martin Scorsese doesn't just have like a two-liner cameo. He's got like a whole part in this episode, and then you've got other ones like Charlize who'll make an appearance. And I'm like, wow, they must have had a really great budget for this series, because there are just so many celebrity cameos. But I don't think that because it is so much about the industry and commenting on, you know, how it's sort of in a bit of a, I think, a crisis point at the moment with just AI and IT-driven media and no new ideas and sort of ball-head executives ruling the roost over, you know, the creatives and the artists. I think there's some really smart, sharp insights into, you know, what needs to be done. And I think there's kind of like a hopeful tone to it. Like, it's not just sort of gags and jokes. It is like really getting into some of the grittiness of it. But it does it in this, yeah, this kind of meta-comedy way. And, yeah, Seth Rogen's great. He's sort of a little bit overly earnest and trying to get everyone to like him. And he kind of makes all these sort of silly errors. But yeah, he's ultimately like driven by this ambition to, you know, bring cinema back to the heart of it, which is sort of the artistry. But I'm really enjoying it. And if you have a Prime subscription, you can watch the first episode for free, which I did discover the other day. But I think it's a great weekend comedy to watch. It's also beautifully shot. Like, there's just these incredible sort of crane shots of these homes, these sort of beautiful mid-century homes that look over the Hollywood Hills, and it's really stunning the way it's shot, and the outfits are incredible as well. So there's a lot of thought and crafted care put into this, which I think Apple's really becoming known for, is like they take a lot of high production value into their shows.
Excellent. Well, what a tip-top recommendation. We're talking about The Studio, which is on Apple TV, and you mentioned you can, if you have a Prime subscription, you can watch the first episode for free.
Yes, and I am going to review Adolescence next week. Everyone's been telling me I need to watch this Adolescence show on Netflix, so I will be reviewing that.
All right. Hey, have a magical weekend, and
you too.
We'll catch up next week.
Yep. See you later. Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.